Okay, this is my fifth take. This is taking a little while. But anyways, I am doing this project on school dress code and all its flaws, none of its positives because, spoiler alert, there aren't any. And everything that it is. So here we go. The dress code. Now, if you don't already know what this is, you should. It's a system that has been around for decades. Probably hundreds of years. I didn't look that far into it. It is used in work and schools. As we probably know, both teachers and students have it, and out of workplaces too, and big businesses and corps and everything. It might have been important back then. I do agree that back then, when it first started, because obviously it started for a reason, it could have been important because our society back then was very different and it had different standards and different expectations and different ways of living, as we all know. And as times get more and more modernized, the less important things like this are, and the harder it is to follow. And it's becoming more of an inconvenience than an importance in today's everyday living and society. Now, the most important thing with this, and the biggest thing, is that it can stifle self-expression. And I mean especially in students, young children, teens, young adults, kids. Self-expression is very important because you're growing up and you're finding yourself. And yes, it can be important in employees too, but you're already an adult and things are different then. But in children, you're finding yourself and you're learning who you are, and these limitations aren't going to help that. If anything, they're going to hurt more. That, with not being able to express yourself, that can lead to other issues, like feeling frustrated or misunderstood, or even lose self-identity. And when I say self-identity, I don't mean like your personality or how you feel deep on the inside. It could happen, it is a possibility, but it's not as likely as losing your self-identity on your physical appearance. And having issues with that more than you probably already are. On that, it can affect your self-confidence really badly. And self-confidence is very important to speak up for yourself, to say what you feel. Self-confidence links to many different things, and it can affect many different things. And hurting your self-confidence by having these restrictions and having this forced, you have to fit to society's expectations, is going to hurt that. And you don't have to follow society's expectations. That fixation that we all have is absolutely out of the question. It's unnecessary and it's really dumb. And we don't need it. And I know dress code is applied to all genders, everybody. We all know this. But it can be harder on some students than others. And when I say students, I mean women. And I bring this into importance because the ratio I've seen is 100 and 0. I've never seen a man get dress coded, which is not saying that they haven't ever, but they haven't, as far as I've seen. And I've seen a lot of women have. And that is an issue that I think is internalized in our country system, and that is something that has to be fixed. But all in all, dress code affects everybody, men, women, and everyone. And it's important that we make sure that we get rid of this as soon as possible. So that's my project. I know I brought different subjects into different things and I mixed them all together, but the gender thing with the dress code thing, it's kind of mixed in a little bit, so I kind of just mixed it a little bit because I wanted to kill two birds with one stone type of thing. And it's very important that we also notice those issues that are deep within the original issue of dress code. So, yeah, that's all. Okay, bye.